Carl Gerasi is a world-famous chemist. He headed the team that invented the birth control pill. In the past few years, he has turned to writing fiction, most of it having to do with scientists. In his latest novel, Marx Deceased, he tackles a new subject, a prolific, prize-winning novelist. Alan Chews has our review.
Gerasi invents Pulitzer Prize-winning New York novelist Stephen Marx. He's the author of a dozen mostly highly acclaimed works of fiction, only to kill him off. Well, not really kill him. Marx, like most writers, fears for his reputation. He wants to know what others truly think about him and his work. So with a little help from a friend, he fakes his own death by drowning. He then assumes another identity and waits to see what the postmortem appraisals of his work will be like. His egoistical little scheme affects in tumultuous ways the lives of a number of other people, beginning with his estranged caterer wife, a seductive New York Times book critic, and an aspiring magazine writer who from the beginning sniffs out something fishy in Marx's plot. But Gerasi's plot holds together, takes some neat and affecting turns, and allows him to say a lot about the writing tribe, as he calls it, and the demands of the supercharged modern American ego. Unlike his novelist character Stephen Marx, reported to be a fine stylist, Gerasi allows some clumsy sentences to intrude now and then in his otherwise engrossing little satire, and he sometimes stumbles around in his scenes, ignoring conventions about point of view and such. But anyone who enjoys a good comedy about the literary life will forgive him these few sins.
The book is Marx Deceased by Carl Gerasi. Reviewer Alan Chews teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.